Avalanches from Mount Juno pose an unacceptable risk to capital city residents and property. That's the finding of a new report presented to the Juno Assembly this week. The study also recommends the city buy out at-risk homes. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
Consultants from the Swiss Institute for Snow and Avalanche Research looked at Mount Juno's Barrens Avenue and White Subdivision avalanche paths last year. Over the centuries, slides have carved out huge swaths of hillside on the 3,500-foot peak overlooking a pair of neighborhoods near downtown Juno. The report makes clear it's only a matter of time before the next large avalanche impacts one of those neighborhoods, says the city's emergency programs manager, Tom Matisse.
They looked at the history from the early 1900s all the way to present, and in the Barrens Path, they found three avalanches reaching tidewater in 1890, 1826, and in 1962. In 1962, only the wind event reached the tidewater, but in the other two events, snowmass reached the tidewater in great amounts.
The report says the most effective way to reduce the risk of avalanches from the Barrens Path is to have the city buy out homes in the neighborhoods below and prohibit development there. Other measures, such as snow dams and retaining walls near houses or snow-supporting structures on the hillside, are too expensive and might not protect the neighborhood. The report says they could be effective in the White Subdivision, which contains fewer homes, but there would need to be more study. Likewise, Matisse says the consultants do not recommend using explosives to artificially release snow on Mount Juno.
With the mean inclination of both 34 and 35 degrees, those are very, very active avalanche paths. The worst case scenario is we'd try and start a small avalanche. The avalanche zones connect to one another. We'd end up with a large avalanche, and we'd be buying the houses.
The report recommends the buyout, which would include at least 28 homes, be done in phases, targeting the most at-risk properties first. Matisse says the same Federal Emergency Management Agency grant that paid for the avalanche mitigation report could pay for a buyout.
At this point in time, the recommendation would be to approach the residents in Area 1, determine their level of interest, and after you've gained level of interest, you could determine fair market value on those properties. Then use that fair market value to form cost-benefit analysis to apply for the grants for that first step.
The buyout idea has been floated to city officials in the past, and while the Assembly did not commit to any course of action, Assemblywoman Karen Crane said she hopes this report will not be ignored.
I just hope this doesn't end up another report. We've had several along the way that ends up on the shelf, and that we can find a path to take some action here.
At a minimum, the report recommends mandatory evacuations and road closures when avalanche danger is most severe. The consultants say Juno Douglas High School, which is near the bottom of the Barrens Path, would not sustain any damage, even from the largest possible avalanche. In Juno, I'm Casey Kelly.